The master said, Great indeed was Yao as a sovereign. How majestic was he! It is only heaven that is grand, and only Yao corresponded to it. How vast was his virtue! The people could find no name for it. How majestic was he in the works which he accomplished! How glorious in the elegant regulations which he instituted! Shun had 5 ministers, and the empire was well governed. King Wu said, I have 10 able ministers. Confucius said, Is not the saying that talents are difficult to find true? Only when the dynasties of Tang and Yu met, were they more abundant than in this of Chao, yet there was a woman among them. The able ministers were no more than 9 men. King Wan possessed 2 of the 3 parts of the empire, and with those he served the dynasty of Yin. The virtue of the house of Chao may be said to have reached the highest point indeed. The master said, I can find no flaw in the character of Yu. He used himself coarse food and drink, but displayed the utmost filial piety towards the spirits. His ordinary garments were poor, but he displayed the utmost elegance in his sacrificial cap and apron. He lived in a low, mean house, but expended all his strength on the ditches and water channels. I can find nothing like a flaw in you.